It's difficult to keep up with the diverse accomplishments of Park City High School students, from 4.8 GPAs to excelling in sport, culture, and music. The 2013-2014 school year has been another year of success. Park City High School Principal Bob O'Connor awarded the senior class's top 10% last week and says it's a group for whom excelling in school goes beyond just grades. However, the top 10% for this measurement, he says, isn't subjective. It's just about grades. Since a weighted GPA is given for advanced placement classes, all of the top 10% have a GPA of well over 4.0. The last student selected for the top 10% had a GPA of 4.207. O'Connor says these kids take about a dozen AP classes during their high school career. One senior took 8 AP classes this year alone.
I think with this top 10%, it becomes a competition, which I guess it's good to see. Some of them will double up in an effort to improve their standing in the class.
O'Connor wasn't ready to release the names of the valedictorian and salutatorian because he says things can change right up until the final days of school, with this year's top students still vying for position.
We have a pretty good idea at this time, but semester isn't over, so I'm going to hold back on saying that right now. It comes down to the number of AP course offerings that kids take, and that weighted extra percentage on their GPA makes all the difference in the world.
The list of colleges that students will be attending is as impressive as the GPAs.
And I'm often asked this question by families that are moving to the area, and they're curious to know what Park City High School kids are going, and it's a great question to answer because you can say things like Stanford, Harvard, USC, Vanderbilt, Columbia, Cal Poly Pomona, and the list goes on. Top schools across the entire country.
And in athletics, a history-making event was the day that both girls and boys lacrosse teams, as well as the girls' track team, won state titles. But according to athletic director Jamie Sheets, that doesn't overshadow all the other accomplishments. He first noted that skiing and snowboarding athletes who don't operate from within the high school have gotten national and international recognition. Then he says between sanctioned and non-sanctioned sports, there were 10 state titles overall.
Boys golf, girls tennis, girls cross country, mountain biking, boys and girls swimming, cheerleading, girls track and field, boys lacrosse, girls lacrosse. That doesn't include a second place finish for boys cross country. We had a second place finish in diving, and hockey finished second in state, volleyball placed in state, girls golf took third. So there's a lot of achievement going on, not just in the classroom over there, but also extracurricular.
The Utah High School Athletic Association is the governing body that sanctions sports like basketball and football. But as non-sanctioned sports like mountain biking, lacrosse, and hockey gain popularity, Sheets says that could change to reflect student interests.
Lacrosse has made a big push lately. I wouldn't be surprised in the near future that you don't see potential sanctioning for mm-hmm. them in the sport, because they're already playing on a surface that everybody has, either a football field or a soccer pitch. But you've also got a gender equity issue there where you're bringing both boys and girls with, so that makes sense. You know, lacrosse, obviously, I believe they had 80 boys out this year mm-hmm. and 50 girls. It's very popular. The mountain biking team had 30, I think, last year. They won a state championship, boys and girls. I think they're probably going to have about 50 out this year. Hockey has a lot of numbers. So you really got to look at what the kids are interested in and try to support that the best you can.
That's Park City High School Athletic Director Jamie Sheets and High School Principal Bob O'Connor. The last day of school is June 5th and graduation is on the 6th. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.